in his life, and in 1892, he began to write hymns. And he wrote 200 hymns a year, some 5,000 hymns that he's written in his lifetime. Some of those hymns you know well. Higher ground, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day, and I'm pressing on to that higher ground. There's not one that loves us like Jesus. And then the song he wrote, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And everybody of us know that that man lived in a very difficult time during the Civil War time. And it was a difficult time for a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you what, God worked in it all, and God worked in him that from that, out of that, he was able to give thanks to God. I love the psalmist. In Psalm 100, it says, we're to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Why do we do that? How do we enter into his presence? When we give thanks. But you know what? It says, because the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. We're to give thanks to God. And then I love Psalm 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And by the way, the psalmist there said, in fact, if you have forgotten his benefits, let me remind you of a few. He forgives us of all of our iniquity. Aren't you glad today? He forgives us of all of our sin. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He makes us like eagle's wings that we can mount up and we can be strong in the Lord. He talks about the blessings of God there in Psalm 103. It says, he healeth us of all of our diseases, and he redeems our life from destruction. By the way, let me tell you something today, folks. If it wasn't for the Lord, all of us would spend eternity in hell. We would be destroyed. But thank God we don't have to be destroyed. We can receive his gift of grace through salvation through Jesus Christ alone, and we can give thanks to the Lord. Psalm 105 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, make known his deeds among the people. We're to not only give thanks, but we're to make his deeds known. We're to let other people know what the Lord's done. Amen. You can let them know what the Lord's done at Walmart. You can let the Lord know what God has done at HEB, or where you get your hair done or your nails done, or when you're shopping. You can be a blessing, and you can encourage somebody, and you can give thanks to the Lord. By the way, Brother Terry and I went this last Thursday and preached at the prison there in Bonham, and we had 30 men pray to receive Christ Thursday night. And I'm going to tell you what, Terry will tell you this. It was one of the powerful service, because we opened it up like we're going to do just a little bit here. We opened it up, and I imagine probably about 75% of those men had something to give thanks for. They're in prison, but they have something to give thanks for. Let me tell you what, we're not in prison today, but we ought to have something to give thanks for. Amen. In the New Testament, we're to give thanks. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 5, you remember, it says we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll speak in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We'll make melody in our heart to God. But it also says there in Ephesians 5, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. A part of being filled with the Spirit is you will have a thankful heart, church. And it'll be out of your heart that you give thanks. You will have a song in your heart. You will sing and make melody to God. Let me ask you, do you have a song in your heart this morning? Are you praising God for what he's done for you and the blessings that he has given you? By the way, do you remember over there in Ephesians chapter 6, the Paul is hooked up to one of those Roman soldiers, and he gives us the full armor of God. He talks about putting on the helmet of salvation. He talks about putting on the breastplate of righteousness and our belt shod, the belt of truth. He talks about our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he says, take the shield of faith, wherewith you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. How do we fight the enemy? We fight him with God's word, but it doesn't end there. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to continually give thanks to God for what he has done for us. Throughout the scriptures, we're reminded of that. May I tell you today that God wants us to give thanks to him. We need to have the right attitude of gratitude. I tell you what a thankful heart does. A thankful heart looks upward. Doesn't look upward just at Thanksgiving, but every single day we live, we look up to God. And we give him thanks and say, God, apart from you, I would have nothing. That's a wonderful song that Brother Jake and Julie and Jeff sang today. Amen. Because every good and perfect gift comes from God. In fact, the Bible says this. It says it is a good thing to give thanks to God. Psalm 92:1. In 1 Thessalonians 5, it tells us there in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, let me tell you something, church. We're living in a world that's very cynical. We're living in a world that's very self-centered. We're living in a world that's all saying to you and I, look out for number one. Look out for yourself and make sure no one steps on you, that you step on people going up to the top of the ladder. But I'm going to tell you today, that's not God's plan. He never called us to be selfish. He never called us to be self-centered or consumed with the things of this world. But he's called us to give thanks to him and look upward to him. Thanksgiving, as I mentioned in Psalm 100, that's how we enter into God's presence. We need to give thanks. And thanksgiving, as was read earlier in Hebrews 13:15, it is a sacrifice. What is God looking for today? Let me tell you what. Aren't you glad you don't have to bring a lamb without blemish and without spot to church every Sunday? What are we to bring? We're to bring the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That's what we're to do. And when we do that, God blesses us above measure. Now, I'm going to stop the sermon right here because we're going to give you a chance to give thanks. Who wants to thank the Lord today? We want to, yes, Brother Ralph, let's hear a microphone if we may. You can't preach a sermon, by the way, just something you're thankful for.
Of all, I'd just like to thank my Lord Jesus Christ for saving me. I thank my church family and what they mean to me and my lovely wife, who always supports me in everything I do, and my family, and my, especially my church family, because without my church family, I don't know what I'd do.
Amen. Amen. Someone else want to give thanks to the Lord.
This is King number two.
Amen.
First off, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. But I want to thank this church as a praying church.
Amen.
Don't know what we would do without prayer warriors. Love y'all. I don't know what we would do without prayers, but I'm so thankful for that. And every year I think, okay, I'm going to make a list. There's not enough paper. There's not enough paper in the world to list how many things I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Right over here on this side, Brother Justin, run over this way. This lady right back here, about the third row from the back, wants to give thanks.
We need to work out a better system here.
We're going to run Justin's. He'll be able to eat in a little bit.
Church family, y'all are going, who is this lady right here? We've never seen her. This is our first time to be here. My name is Dewana Pierce. And I want to give thanks to God because if it was not for his grace and mercy, I would not be here today. And I'm going to try not to preach a sermon real quick, but I have nothing to hide. I just got out of jail after being in jail for 6 months. And if I had looked to God for what I needed, He would have furnished it for me. But I thought I needed to take it into my own hands. And to make a long story short, when I went into jail in Dayton, Texas, I was in a wheelchair, which I've been disabled since 1991. They took my wheelchair away. But you know what? They didn't take my wheelchair away. God took my wheelchair away because He knew that I could do it.
Amen.
And they put me on a walker. And over 5 months, I've lost 78 pounds. And I am so much healthier. But I've told God in the past, you know, God, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I grew up in a church in a small country town of Fairfield, Texas. Was born, saved, baptized, everything there. Went to church camp every year. All the youth activities, I was very involved. But over the years, I've strayed from God. And I've told God, I'll be back. I'll be back. And for some reason, I never came back. So God put me in the position that for 5 months, I could study His Word and I could learn things that I needed to learn through God. And my walk with Him is so, it's insurmountable now. And that is my praise to God.
Amen.
Because if it had not been for God, I'd have never made it through there.
Amen.
But we are looking for a church family. Amen. And ever since I met Brother Justin, your brother just, I met him yesterday, and this to me looks like the type of church family we're looking for.
Amen.
Because I know there are a lot of godly people here, I can tell.
Amen.
I'm a people person. My dad Amen. Always told me if I could talk to a tree, the tree would talk back to me. But I just want y'all to give thanks to God. But I want to thank y'all for giving me just a minute to share, because I am so thankful to God, and I understand what I've gone through, and I understand now what I need to do.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Over here, Joe. Mr. Joe, give thanks there, buddy.
I'm thankful for Jesus.
Amen. That's good stuff.
I'm thankful.
She told me she was thankful for food and water.
Okay. Someone else give thanks. We have people all over here giving thanks. I'm going to preach a little bit more in a little bit, but we have time to give thanks. Amen. That's what we do each year.
Brother Jerry, first of all, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation.
Amen.
But I also want to thank Him for not giving up on me.
Man.
I mess up all the time, but He still holds my hand. I praise Him for my wonderful husband and family.
Man, thank you. Right back there.
This morning I'm very thankful that it was some 85 years ago in a little country Sunday school held in a two-room country school in Verde Valley of Arizona that I gave my heart, my life to the Lord, and I've been going ever since. And now I'm pushing 89, so that's been a long time ago. Lord bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
I'm just so thankful for unmerited favor.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Right behind you. There you go.
Yes, I'm just really thankful for the Thanksgiving basket y'all got out yesterday. I really needed it, and I thank the Lord for my salvation and for Him watching over me all the time.
Man.
First, I want to say good morning. I thank God
Amen.
For everything, because I cannot do anything for myself. But He keeps me alive.
Amen.
I'm 88 years old. Many people think that I'm not that old. He has kept me, you hear me, all through my life. I can remember when I had cancer, and I had chemo, radiation, and I'm still alive.
Amen.
Praise because when I went in, you know what I told the doctor? He wanted to operate on my throat. I'm having a problem with this now. And I said, he let me go home after so many hours of radiation.
Amen.
And cancer and a demo, chemo. And when I went home, I said, they let me go home for a few days. And I said, when I come back, I'll decide if the cancer is still there, I'll have the surgery. When I went back, it wasn't there.
Amen.
But you know what I told them? I said, listen, if it's there, one thing I do know, I'm taking the stand like the Hebrew boys. I know he's able.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. By the way, that's Miss Addie Small. She's one of our new members here at Lane Prairie. Thank God. Yes, sir.
I'm thankful for all the help that I got from my mom and for my family.
Amen. Thank you.
I'm thankful for my family.
Amen. Okay, we're going to stop there, and we're going to pick up. We'll start back with Miss. I'm gonna preach a little bit there, and then we'll start back with Miss Dana and Carol back there. Of course, Dana probably won't remember what she's gonna say, but it will. Let's go to the Book of Colossians. Go there with me. We've been looking through the Book of Colossians on Wednesday night, and I'm gonna tell you what in this little epistle that Paul sends to the church of Colossae is a lot to give thanks for. And I want to show you a few this morning, okay? Colossians, let's begin with chapter 1, okay? Colossians chapter 1. When you get there, say amen. Okay, Colossians chapter 1. Notice right from the very beginning, there in verse 3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. He's giving thanks to God and the Father giving thanks for you. Then look down at verse 12. Look at verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us be meet or the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. In other words, let me tell you what. God has done great things for us. He's given us an inheritance that the Bible says in 1 Peter that fadeth not away. It's reserved in heaven for us. And until then, we're kept by the power of God through faith. Thank him for that. That word there, by the way, is it gives thanks to God, is the word eucharisto. And it talks about giving thanks of a mouth, giving thanks to God in what he's done for us. In chapter 2, look there in chapter 2 with me. He gives thanks for the spiritual growth that God had done in his life in the church of Colossae. Look at verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk ye in him. Now, how are you saved? By faith. How are we to walk? By faith, by grace. Look at verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. By the way, I want you to notice this. As a party says, as you have received Christ the Lord, when you got saved, you're to be continually be rooted and grounded in him. You're to walk in him. But by the way, a part of that, it says, a part of a new Christian's life is we're to give thanks. We're to thank God with thanksgiving for what he has done for us. He has done mighty, mighty things. Then look at chapter 3, verse 15. Go there. I mean, this book is full of thanks, Colossians. Verse 14 says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, in which you are called in one body, and what? Be ye thankful, folks. We're called into the body of Christ. And aren't you glad for the body of Christ? This body here cares for people, loves people, As Shirley mentions, we pray for people. We have seen God do mighty things through our prayers. And we rejoice in what God has done for us. Then look at chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 2. We're to continue in prayer. And watch in the same with what? Thanksgiving. In other words, we're to continue in prayer. And watch in the same with thanksgiving. May I tell you today that not only must we have an attitude of gratitude, we must have a real acknowledgement of our blessings. How do we acknowledge our blessings? Well, we're to count them one by one. How about the spiritual blessings that we have in Christ Jesus? Salvation is the greatest blessing. Amen? It's the greatest gift that anyone can receive. Prayer, I believe, is the second greatest gift that you could give someone. Saying you'll pray for them and doing it is a blessing. And we have seen many people in this church healed as a result of the prayers of this church. And I'm standing here by the grace of God. 8.5 years later, I'm still in remission to cancer. And I give God all the glory and honor and praise. And I give this church the honor and praise for praying for me. How about the grace of God? How about the love of God? How about how He takes care of us in everything? How about the physical blessings? Aren't you thankful that you have eyes that you can see? Now, some of us need these cheaters here, but it's all right. I'm thankful I can see. How about our hearing? How about our arms, our legs? You see people that can walk today that maybe they weren't able to walk. We need to give thanks for that. How about the material blessings? Most of us can go home right now, and we can go in our pantry, and we can find plenty of food to eat. There are some people that don't have that, that don't have the food to eat. And yesterday we gave those Thanksgiving baskets to many families that they were so thankful. And they were thanking us for the way our church reached out. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity we had. How about our clothes? How about the home we live in? A roof over our head? How about a car that drives? How about clean water to drink? You know, some of us have been through some of these other places like Africa and the Philippines. I remember when I went to the Philippines, they didn't have a shower there. The pastor made me a shower. You know what he made of? He made a tin can. He got a tin can. He punched holes in it. And so I went out. I sat on a rock, and they didn't have a shower, so they pumped water from the well. I had my bathing suit on, and I was sitting there, and they were pumping water from the well, and he put the water in that tin can, and that was my shower, by the way. There were so many Filipino kids around there, they'd never seen someone so white in all their lives. I was the show of the day there. And I went from there to go down to the ocean, went there, that's how we washed off all the soap. But I'm thankful today for running water. I'm thankful for that warm shower that I can get in and enjoy. We're thankful for those things. How about the people blessings? People that have invested in your life. How about the person who led you to the Lord? How about the person who discipled you in the faith? Who was your Paul that helped you grow in Christ? And how about that Sunday school teacher that every Sunday they're faithful to share the word of God, to rightly divide the word of truth? We need to be thankful for the people blessings. Every husband here today, I want you to turn to your wife and say, I'm thankful for you. Better do it. You're going to get in trouble. Did you do it? I didn't see y'all, but I think you did it. You ought to be thankful for these little kids. Aren't you glad we have kids running around this church? There's a lot of churches that wish they had kids there. We have children. I'm thankful for the senior adults of our church. The wisdom they give us. Amen? I'm thankful for those things. Well, let's take another break and let's give thanks. We'll start out with Miss Dana. Did you forget what you were going to say, Dana?
I am thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful for my pastor, all of them. I'm thankful for my mother, my mother-in-law, my children God blessed me with. And I'm most thankful today for my husband and Pam's husband, Derek, and Tim, and all the guys who work so hard to help bless us so we can bless others.
Amen. I think Carol was going to give a thanks. Carol, you give thanks?
I'm so thankful for our King of Kings, Lords of Lords, and the blood that he shed on the cross for each and every one of us. And I'm just overwhelmed. God healed me of cancer, and he healed me of many other things. And he came and got me. He didn't forsake me. He loved me so much, and he loves all of us. And I'm thankful for all the children. He knew that I needed children in my life. And he gave me the Good News Club and all the volunteers. I just love all of y'all so much. God bless all of you.
Amen. Amen. By the way, to let you know what Carol's talking about, you're visiting with us. We do 4 Good News Clubs in 4 elementary schools here in Joshua, 6 weeks during this fall semester. In this fall semester, we had 77 kids accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. Isn't that wonderful? Some of them are hearing the good news for the first time. Praise God. Yes. Peggy?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thankful that I have an angel that watches over me, because Friday I got thrown off a ladder into the street and busted myself from one end to the other. But I got 6 stitches in my head and a bunged up arm. But I don't have any broken bones, which, thank Amen. God, I couldn't, you know, I've got people to take care of. So, you know, so my angel came and, you know, I don't know if he stuck his arm up under there or what. And so I'm thankful I'm still in one piece.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. Right over this way. Brother James. We've been praying for Brother James with his cancer.
Yes, I'm thankful for all the prayers for all the church family here that you've gave. And I've had prayer warriors for 3.5 years, and I think God is doing a miracle in my life to get me through cancer, and how well I've handled the chemo. I know it's God has been in control.
Amen. Thank you, Brother James. Someone else. It's your opportunity. Don't say, well, I was going to say something. Justin's getting to run today. We're glad to see him moving.
I'm just thankful for my salvation and for the faithfulness of God. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And I gave all my kids to the Lord before they were ever born, and they're all saved. And God's been faithful. He's took care of them, and Amen. We're blessed.
Amen.
Just, your kids can't always be right there where you can watch them, but they're always where God can watch them.
Amen. Thank you.
Brother Jerry, we're thankful for you. You have always been there for everyone, no matter what time of the day, somebody can give you a call and you're there. I've seen that firsthand. You've
Praise
been there.
Lord.
You've been there for me in my time of need, and I appreciate that. And I'm very thankful for you. I'm very thankful for Jacqueline and Jeff for being, I mean, not only my sister, but she's always there for me when I need her. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
I'm thankful that we have shelter.
Thank you, Miss Sophia. Brother Ola.
I'd like to thank the whole entire church, because when I first come to this church, I look around. I said, a lot about the white folks in this church. I said, I'm the only man here, black man. But it's all right, you know. God don't discriminate anybody. But since then, I've been here all this time. Thanks God for that. Amen.
Amen.
There's several,
Brother Julian,
countless things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful especially for my little girl Bethany, because if it wasn't for her and the Good News Club, we wouldn't have ever known about Lane Prairie. And she came to me one afternoon after picking her up, and she said, "I've got these tickets, but you probably won't take me." And I said, "Well, I can't not take you if I don't know what it is." And it was the Team Impact, and we came, and then we came to service, and our lives have been better for it, and I'm thankful.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think Kaylin has something to say. What do you have to say, Kaylin?
I feel for my friends.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I had to write mine down so I didn't forget something. I'm thankful for all the things that God has brought us through. I had 6 miscarriages, but I have my 2 girls, and now I have grandchildren. Johnny had a stroke, and he's still here. I have an eye disease, but I can still see. Johnny and I have both been through a divorce, and then God brought us together. He and I have both been through cancer. He's had his heart issues with the AFib. I have MS, and he has asthma, which has affected him his whole life, and now he has COPD, and now he's, right now he's still going through a lot of the breathing issues. But God has been through everything with us, and it's actually gotten to the point now where when something new pops up, I'm like, now we have more to add to the story. So, So I'm very thankful for what God has brought us through.
Amen. Thank you. Up here on the front, Brother Justin, we have a visitor with us today.
Yes. Amen. Giving honor to my Father in heaven. And I'm just going to say, I'm thankful just to be here. You know, I know so many people that have come across my life that's not here. And I'm thankful for Jesus waking me up this morning and giving me yet another opportunity to live in this wonderful world. I'm also thankful for my youngest child here, Patricia, who's 16, and my sister and my brother-in-law. Because if it wasn't for them, I would not be here.
Amen.
They moved here from Chicago. I moved to Texas 13 years ago. And I am just humbly blessed because since I've been here, family and friends have moved here, which gives a warm feeling within myself because I was here without anybody. You know, when I say that without anybody, just people that you could just call up and talk to. I didn't have any friends because everybody lived in Chicago. So I am so humbly grateful for my sister, my youngest sister, and my brother-in-law, whom I love dearly. And I just love people.
Amen.
I love people. You know, we're all people. And we're all in the body of Christ. You know, when you look around, you put a bag over your head, we're all people. Open our insides out, and we all have a heart and a liver.
Amen.
And I can stand here and really, really minister to you people because that's what I do. But I thank God for my life. I thank him. I thank him for guiding me here this morning.
Amen.
And love to each and every one of you.
Amen. Thank you. Well, I'm going to continue to preach for a little bit here. Not only must we have the right attitude of gratitude and the real acknowledgement of blessings, a heart that turns upward, a heart that speaks up when we acknowledge those blessings. But last, we have to have the right actions in our life. And I tell you, a thankful heart demonstrates their faith on a daily basis. By the way, how do we do that? Well, through our actions. The way we love and show grace. You know what I've discovered? I've discovered we like to receive grace, but sometimes we don't like to give grace. I want to encourage us to be people of grace. I'm thankful that by grace we're saved through faith. By grace we live by, and by the way, by grace we die by. God has a plan, and he'll be with us. How about the words or the lack of words? Are you declaring what the Lord has done for you? Are you telling others what he has meant to you? How about our attitudes? By the way, our attitude is reflected in our thanksgiving. And then how about our giving? How do we start? Well, we start by giving ourselves to others. By the way, we need to give ourselves away. There's people that are looking for us to be a blessing to them. In this Thanksgiving season, be a blessing to somebody. Encourage them by a word of thanksgiving. And encourage these children around us. By the way, these little children, they need our encouragement. Amen? They need us to help them. And we're to give thanks. We're to make it a habit in our life. May I tell you that I'm thankful today that there's nothing impossible for God. Nothing. All things are possible with Him. I'm thankful for my wonderful family that God's given me. My wife of almost 47 years now, Andrea. And she's been such a blessing to me and my helpmate and my completer and my caregiver for many years here. I'm thankful for a church family that loves me and cares for me. I'm thankful for God's provision. Aren't you thankful for God's provision every day in our lives? How about His presence? He's present with us. The Bible says He will never leave us or forsake us. We're thankful for His provision. We're thankful for His presence. We're thankful for His pardon, that He was willing to forgive us when we were yet in our sins. Christ died for us. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for God's promises. Aren't you glad for God's promises? 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then last, I'm thankful for God's purpose. You say, what is God's purpose? Well, my Bible says in Romans 8:28, "And all things work together for good. To them who love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." But it doesn't end with verse 28. It says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to become conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus." God is committed to you and I that we would be more like Jesus today than we were yesterday, and more like Jesus this week than we were last week, and this month more than last month, and this year more than last year. That's God's commitment for us. And for that to come about, He's got to allow trials to come our way. He's got to pick away at those imperfections in our life. He's got to bring about the fire that all the dross will be burned away from us, that we would be more like Him. I'm indeed grateful to the Lord for His goodness. Now, who else would want to give thanks? We got just a few minutes, not many, but let's give thanks today.
I'm just thankful today for the Lord and His guidance and directing me to the right people to take care of this cancer. And I'm thankful for our church family. I'm thankful for all of our pastors who have poured out love to me through these last 4 weeks. And most of all, I'm thankful for my wife.
Amen.
Who has stood by me every step of this. Amen. And she'll finish a race with me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm thankful for my friends and family.
Man, Jeanette, right back there. Jeanette to the right.
I'm thankful I could be here today. I spent the evening yesterday in the emergency room. My blood pressure went out of control, but they got it down. Thank the Lord for that. And I thank You for all my family and everybody that's with me. And I thank You for all this church. And Brother Jerry, I really thank You for being our friend all these years. Thank you.
That lady right there has known me since I was 22 years old, by the way. For 44 years, she's known me. She was on the pulpit committee that called me to be Pastor First Baptist Joshua. And I remember us meeting at the Hollingsworth house, and the committee interviewed me. I'd been the youth pastor for 3.5 years. And the pastor left, and I'd never pastored before. I was 26 years old, and they gave me an opportunity. I'm thankful for that opportunity they gave me. Now, today, let me say this. If you're here today and you've never met Jesus, that's the greatest gift of all. And I would be remiss today if I didn't give you an opportunity to come, take a pastor by the hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus today. That's what I need. I need him more than my next breath. I need him to forgive me of my sins. And by the way, every sin that you committed up to today, he will forgive. He will make them. The Bible says in Psalm 103, I didn't get to that part, Psalm 103, not only to forgive us of our sins, he takes our sins and he removes them as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them no more. That's what our Lord does. He pardons us. And today, if you need that free gift of salvation, we're going to have an invitation. We invite you to come. Maybe today God's leading you to our church to join today, to be a part of this fellowship. Maybe you've been visiting here for a while, or maybe you've just come today. But God has directed you to our church for a reason, for a purpose. And we invite you this morning to come, take a pastor by the hand, say, Pastor, I need to join the church today. But here's what I really want to do in the invitation time. Remember, I talked about people blessings. I want you to go to at least three people during the invitation today, and I want you to go to them and say, I am so thankful for you. Thankful for your friendship, thankful for your encouragement, thankful for your love, thankful for your support, but I want you to move. I mean, everybody's going to be moving in the invitation time. And I want you to go find someone to give thanks to. A person who has blessed your life, who has helped you, go give thanks to them this day. As we stand together, let's do that right now. I'm going to pray, and then those who need to come to Christ, come on forward. Those who need to join the church, come on forward. But then I want you to move and give thanks to someone. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for this time.